This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, October 10th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember our fall virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, is coming up in less than a month. We'll tell you how you can sign up for that and save $10 with the early bird discount before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, the Kerch Bridge. On Sunday, Russia's President Vladimir Putin blamed Ukraine for a powerful blast that damaged the bridge linking Russia to the Crimean Peninsula. He described the explosion as an act of terrorism. This bridge is the main route, the land connection that connects Russia proper to the Crimean Peninsula, which it annexed in 2014. Ukrainian officials on Saturday expressed delight over the blast, but offered no claim of responsibility. Putin says he's pretty certain that it was Ukrainian special forces that took advantage of this. This bridge is also a major artery connecting to the port of Sevastopol, where the Russian Black Sea Fleet is based. Rail services and partial road traffic resumed a day after the blast. You can see in the image on the screen behind me the fire burning as a portion of the bridge's roadway was blown away, the other half still attached. And traffic now routed over that one half of the bridge. Rail traffic continuing as normal now. As you know, Russia seized the Crimea in 2014 and then built this 12-mile bridge connecting the region to Russia's transport network. This has been a major link between the two regions. One of the reasons, no doubt, that Russia has done what it's done in Ukraine since February of this year, essentially connecting a land bridge from Russia to the Crimean Peninsula that does not involve a 12-mile bridge that, as you can see, is vulnerable to attack. Russia's transport ministry said freight trains and long-distance passenger trains are running across the bridge as scheduled on Sunday. Again, passenger automobiles and truck traffic diverted over the half of the transport side that is still standing. Crimea's Russian governor Sergei Askinov told reporters on Sunday the situation is manageable, but unpleasant but not fatal. Of course, emotions have been triggered. There's a healthy desire to seek revenge, end quote. And that really is what's at issue here. If this was in fact Ukraine, or forces supporting Ukraine in this ongoing war with Russia, this, like the destruction of the Nord Stream 1 gas pipelines, would seem to be an escalation in this conflict. And it just seems that with each passing week, we just move incrementally closer and closer to all-out war between Russia and the West. Let's pray that cooler heads prevail. Topic number 4, Lebanon deal. The U.S. Mediated talks between Israel and Lebanon over their maritime border appear now close to collapse. This after a crisis on Thursday developed as the Lebanese government proposed language in the agreement that the government of Israel has rejected. It looked like the two sides were getting close to a deal, but this change in the negotiations, this development, could lead to a military escalation between Israel and Hezbollah, which has threatened war if Israel proceeds with beginning gas pumping in the Mediterranean Sea. They've got several borders that have been proposed between Lebanon and Israel. This is essentially a dispute over about a 330-square-mile area of the eastern Mediterranean with an estimated value in terms of the natural gas reserves estimated in the billions of dollars. The Karish rig, which is an Israeli gas project that the Israeli government says is located south of the disputed area, is about to come online. Hezbollah says if it does, all bets are off and that military options are on the table. You can see the various lines that are proposed here. Line number 1 is the border that Israel has proposed. Line number 23 is the line that Lebanon had been proposing, but now with the Karish gas field ready to come online, they're saying, no, we misdrew the line. It's got to be line number 29, which runs right through the Karish gas field. The United States is brokering this deal, and this comes down to security issues. The 3-mile line of floating buoys that Israel has stretched out here, line number 1, is, in their minds, a non-starter. Changing the location is a non-starter because moving it further south, as Lebanon proposes, would give it direct line of sight to Israel's northern coast, which is obviously a security concern. And by the way, U.S. Ambassador to Israel, we note, Thomas Nides, in an interview over the weekend, reiterated the Biden administration's policy against Israeli development of new settlements in Judea and Samaria, which is what the world calls the West Bank. Quote, "We do not support settlement growth, period. I work every day behind the scenes with the Israelis to try to eliminate, slow down, or avoid that," end quote. Just a reminder, this is quite a change from the Trump administration, which acknowledged Israel's sovereignty over Judea, Samaria, the Jordan Valley, and the Golan Heights, which is, in fact, the reality on the ground. Topic number three, border billions. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security reports that Mexican cartels' income from smuggling humans across our porous southern border has soared from $500 million in 2018 to $13 billion this year. From $500 million to $13 billion. If you're doing the math, that's an increase of roughly 2,500% over the last 4 years. If the Mexican drug cartels merged into a single corporation, that $13 billion is roughly equivalent to the gross revenues of the Fox Corporation for 2022, the parent company of Fox News. I mean, this includes all of Fox, not just the news division. I mean, think about that. The Mexican drug cartels are now bigger than Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham combined. So they've got a financial interest in making sure they can continue to exercise operational control over America's southern border. Border Patrol agents apprehended 951,000 illegal immigrants during Donald Trump's final 19 months in office. During Joe Biden's first 19 months in office, the Border Patrol encountered 3.6 million illegals. That is up 377%. But again, the key number here, $13 billion earned by the drug cartels smuggling humans into the United States. And one wonders if one started following the money, just where those trails would lead. Topic number two, Ebola. An outbreak in Uganda has led to dozens of cases there so far this year. This is generating some international concern and a response here in the United States. This is the first time in more than 10 years that the rare Sudan strain of Ebola has been found in Uganda. There's no vaccine available for this specific variant yet. The case fatality rate now running upwards of 60% in this particular outbreak. The CDC says the risk here in the United States is low. No cases identified here yet, but federal health officials are notifying local and state health officials to watch for it. And the Biden administration said Thursday that travelers coming into the United States from Uganda would be diverted and screened. But bear in mind, there's about a two-week incubation process for Ebola. So as in 2014 with the West African outbreak, you might be on an international flight and at your destination long before you start showing symptoms. So far, 29 people, including four health workers, have died in the current outbreak. Coming up, proper propaganda. That's next on 5 and 10.
The gods that ruled the ancient pagan world have been restrained for ages. But now, the time of their return has finally come, and they are angry. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Return of the Gods collection. When you order Jonathan Gahn's explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Jonathan Gahn collection on DVD and the never-before-released video entitled Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Jonathan Gahn is back with his most explosive book ever to reveal the ancient mysteries that have been playing out in our modern world, which all signaled the return of the gods. In this stunning book, you will uncover the mystery of the House of Spirits and how it affects an entire nation. Mysteries linked to the exact dates of pivotal Supreme Court decisions. The sign of the gods from ancient Mesopotamia that has now appeared in America. How ancient mythology has played out scene by scene on the streets of New York City. And the identity of the dark trinity of gods that have infiltrated America, such as the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, Gods of the Bible Unveiled, Join SkyWatch TV's own Drew Graffia as he sits down with groundbreaking author Derek Gilbert to present the brand new nearly two-hour DVD that systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity is. In this instructional guide, you will be taken step by step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall of Genesis is only one of three divine rebellions, the biblical origin of the pagan gods and demigods, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. This instructional DVD has never before been released and was specially produced for inclusion with this limited time collection. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Cahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and two hot-for-TV episodes on The Return of the Gods that will leave you speechless, and three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the SkyWatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the gods like never before as you expose their dark agendas for you and your family. The Return of the Gods Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, fake news from Democrats. Interesting that this is being reported by Axios, which is a left-leaning news site. Axios reporting that a liberal political media outlet being run out of, operation, being run out of Washington, D.C. and Florida, pushing left-wing stories in 51 different news outlets described by Axios as fake news outlets to influence the outcome of the midterm elections, which are just 1 month away. This report, published Thursday in Axios, alleges that in the past 12 months, multiple new news sites, and the word is in scare quotes in the original, have appeared across the country, all run by a company called Local Report Incorporated. Local Report Incorporated. Now, this news sites do report a wide variety of stories, including sporting events and public affairs things and so forth, but sprinkled throughout the coverage, news items promoting Democrat lawmakers and Democrat policies. Content provided for these sites by writers who are employed by another left-wing group, the American Independent, which was founded by David Brock, who's known for other such endeavors as Media Matters for America, which is a so-called watchdog group that basically attacks only conservative news outlets. The Axios report says the outlets are all based in states that are considered swing states in the upcoming election, including Wisconsin, Virginia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, New Hampshire, Michigan, Georgia, Colorado, and Arizona. Not coincidentally, since control of the House of Representatives is up for grabs. And if Republicans do get control of the House, if those with stronger constitutions prevail, we will see a swing in the way Congress has been investigating malfeasance by the government. We'll start seeing, hopefully, some real investigation into what the FBI was doing with its investigations into the Russia collusion hoax and the Trump campaign. I'm not holding my breath waiting for it, but we shall see what happens. And obviously, Democrats and their operatives sparing no expense and trying to make sure that doesn't happen. The bottom line here is propaganda and misinformation, disinformation comes from both sides. Comes from both sides. Do your due diligence. Always ask, is the story true? And who benefits if I believe it? Well, exposing the darkness, that's part of our mission here at SkyWatch TV, and that's why we depend on your support. This fall, we are launching another virtual conference with some cutting-edge presenters such as Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallups, Dr. Ken Johnson, Dr. Judd Burton, and many others. In addition to, as part of this conference, making available to you all six of the feature-length documentary films from SkyWatch Films, including the most recent Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, Joss Peck's documentary based on the Wormwood Prophecy, Tom Horn's dream about Revelation 8 and Wormwood and its connection to asteroid Apophis. I was honored to play some part in that documentary. Got a little emotional toward the end of that film. But you'll have an opportunity to watch this, all of Skywatch Films' other documentaries, plus the 24 presentations for a discounted price if you sign up early. The conference launches November 4th. You'll have 6 months access to all of the videos beginning November 4th. So from November 4th on, you'll have 6 months. But if you sign up by October 21st, just 2 weeks away, you'll save $10, just $85 registration with the $10 early bird discount. You can find out more online and sign up today at DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. Skywatch TV's tour of Israel. Looks like we filled up just about two full tour buses. We may have a need for a third tour bus, which is fine. That's a manageable size, a nice healthy group. And we're looking forward to showing you what we've learned about the, about what our friend Pastor Carl Gallops calls ground zero in this long supernatural war. You can take a look at the itinerary that we've got lined out for you, a breakdown of costs, and if you're so led, reserve your place for the tour of Israel March 19th through 30th of 2023 with an optional 3-day extension to Jordan at skywatchinisrael.com. That's skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about the upcoming Defender Conference, Exposing the Darkness. I was honored to sit in on that panel. We'll tell you what you can expect and how to go about signing up for it. You can see our broadcast schedule for our over-the-air programs at skywatchtv.com/channels. Share that with your friends. If they've not heard of Skywatch TV, maybe they can talk them into checking us out. You can also watch us on your own schedule just by adding the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV if you've got one of those set-top boxes. Our app is free, and we've got instructions on how to add it to your box at skywatchtv.com. You can also download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, and that brings you all of our video content, important news updates 3 times a week, and a calendar of our upcoming events as well, right in the palm of your hand. Whether it's iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire, phones, and tablets, we have apps for all of those and links to the app stores for your convenience at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.